Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, we are in a public place. And the channeling today is going to be about something that this land is very familiar with. But dear ones, I am mostly speaking to those who are not in this country. So I want to review something, as I often will in these channels, to make it even clearer what is going on here, what has happened here, and then add to it just a little. It's a precious place where the truth and the core information is intuitive. And we've talked about the region, not about the country. And it's important that you understand that the region is a little bigger than you would expect. Parts of India, Tibet, Nepal, China, all included in this. If you take a look at some of the core belief systems which began here, in the civilization you are living in now, it was the origin of the whole idea of connecting to Source individually, one by one, personally. And this is a review, for we've given you this information before. I want to reiterate, to repeat, that this is not a grid. It doesn't belong to Gaia. This is the seed, the golden truth that was put in this region so that it could spread from here. Be found if you wished to find it. And again, I will say, the difference is remarkable. Those who awakened in this area immediately went inward. Those who awaken in other areas must follow prophets and other things that would lead them to the same core truths, but in a more difficult way. There is more empowering here to the individual, for they sit in a land that has this attribute. The metaphor that we gave you was the golden globe, a wonderful seed golden truth that rings so well and so compassionate in this area. It speaks of compassion and kindness and joy. And these are the attributes, again, we will tell you to look for in the holiest of holies in this holy place. In a place that is renowned for wisdom, for gurus, for wise men. Look for the joy. For this is the truth of who is that truly connected person and who is not. And that's what we wish to talk even more about now. The connectedness is the oneness that we have described that an individual can have. And there are many kinds of oneness. And I wish to describe a little more about that. You can imagine, can you not, how many kinds of meditation there is in these places. We are in, right now, the holiest city in Indy for the Hindus. The holiest place. So you might think to yourself, in India, this would be some of the most profound meditation places here. That's not exactly so. We will talk about that at another time. But I wish to talk about meditation. How many kinds of meditation do you think there are? And what does it mean? Are there things about it, perhaps, that are more complex than you think? So I wish to just tell you a little bit. The first thing I wish to say is not a criticism. It is simply a fact that the Western world meditates completely different than those who have discovered the source. There are few, actually, especially in the beginning, there are few who would ever in India give you something you call a guided meditation. A guided meditation in the Western world is a place where you sit and meditate, but you have someone talking the entire time telling you what to meditate on. Think about that. It's almost like it's counterintuitive to the real meditation process, which is you with you developing the ideas of meditation by yourself with your consciousness in pure and complete silence. It's a big difference, isn't it? And so the guided meditation is designed to bring somebody to a place where they can then learn to begin to do something which is intuitive here from the beginning. Let's talk about meditation here. Dear ones, all of it is appropriate, and there's so much of it to discuss. But let me give you just four basic kinds. I won't even call them kinds. I'll just say attitudes or attributes of the whole. The first one is not a meditation inward at all. It's a meditation developed from your own power as a meditator connected to the source for others. It would be a meditation for the planet, a meditation for the area, a meditation for the sick, a meditation for peace. And you would then collectively assign that which you are doing for the group. Sometimes it's individual. That's number one. And I want to say something about that kind of meditation. And that is this: it works. Forever. Almost in every single belief system, you have heard the term, when two or more are gathered together, there is an increased power, if you wish to use the word, of the meditation, the subjects. For the individuals together create a confluence of energy which goes right to Gaia, right to the grids which make sense to human beings. When enough people pray for peace on earth, you get peace on earth. It's an influence. It really pushes energy around in a very special, gentle, benevolent way. I wanted you to know this. Some know this and some have questioned this. Wherever you are on the planet, when you are with others, you can do these things. That's number one. But 2, 3, and 4 are complete personal kinds of meditation. And I wish to discuss each one of them very briefly. Number two is meditation for peace within. This would be those who are in anxiety. And they are meditating for themselves appropriately so that they can be not part of the world around them, but the part of the world within them. And inside you is that piece of gold, the higher self, the connection with God. And in that, you wish to find the peace that will go beyond any anxious thing. This is a person who believes that they can change themselves, especially in the area of anxiety, fear, worry. And so most of the time when they would meditate, it would be so they could find a place of peace for themselves and think upon the things that would be the opposite of the things that they're experiencing, the affirmations for the soul, the things that make them who they are, and come out of it as a peaceful individual. That's two. Number three is another within turning. That is when you start to work on your own cellular structure, not necessarily just for the peace over anxiety and fear, but a complete and total cellular recalibration. In this, you pray for yourself, for the healing of your body, for the body processes to be appropriate and clean and pure. You might even see within yourself the clearing of your own Akash, the clearing perhaps of karmic energy, which we've told you is now under your control. It is an inward meditation that can even change the physics of your body. We have told you before that you can touch the multidimensional parts of your own soul, of your own structure, thereby changing the physics around you to be different than everyone else's. Not to elaborate too much, but it's an inward, very specific meditation where the very cells are one. So far we've told you about the meditation for the oneness of humanity. The second kind of meditation is the oneness for peace within. The third kind is the oneness for cellular structure. And I'm going to say something that is confusing to you. In all of these that I've discussed, have you literally touched the piece of the Creator that is gold within you yet? Have you connected your piece to that which is on the earth here yet? And the answer is not necessarily. We told you some time ago that you could have peace within your own soul and never be connected to Source. This has always been something that you can do for you. You could even have someone bend spoons and have physics change around them and not be connected to Source. That's the power you have of the human being. You can meditate for specific things and achieve them, and yet you not have that explosion of enlightenment that connects you and that higher part of you with what is here in this land. So that's the fourth kind. It's the explosion. It's a meditation that is completely and totally designed by you to connect that piece of God inside of you with the creative energy that resides in this part of the earth. Now let me tell you something. That one is hard. But I'll tell you something else. If you are accomplishing it even a little, it also covers number one, two, and three. It's all together. And the thing that makes it tough is that for the first time you're dealing with pure non-linear oneness. It becomes a oneness with the creative source, which is not linear, which is multidimensional. It's the search for the seed of the Creator in you and the connection to it. And when you find that, dear ones, that's when the joy starts, because all of the other kinds of meditation are automatically part of number four. That is the big one, the hardest one. It is the one that you want to sit at the feet of somebody who has done it and listen. where they will have information and wisdom and joy and benevolence that you can feel come from them as a master teacher. And they are in this land. In the last channel, we told you, and the one before, we hinted at, that there are ways of finding the connection between you and that which is the Creator. And one of them is being with somebody who has discovered it, because they then will enhance what you are searching for. And again, I tell you, the secret is not to become intellectual, is to practice erasing all pretenses of anything you have ever learned from anyone about how this might work, for it is far grander than anyone knows. Look for the joy. Look for the benevolence. And that is when you will know that you are close to finding something that is not that elusive, especially here in this place. And that is the teaching for the day, coming to you from this restaurant. And so it is.